the thunder there, like, it gives me kind of an experience of, like, shimmering, right? Like, that's like a shimmering light experience.
That's musician Charlie Wilkes describing his experience with sound and what he hopes to convey in his newest project.
One of the big challenges with art museums is that it's quite frequently mostly visual art. And so trying to step into this realm of how do we make it a more inclusive space for people who can't see.
Wilkes agreed to provide sound for these still images, giving visually impaired people a more complete perspective of the exhibit.
They called me up and said, hey, we've got 10 paintings, and we'd like you to make soundscapes that are representative of the paintings.
Working with his girlfriend, Allison Rowitz, they started with how paintings could be portrayed verbally and then mixed that with sound.
I myself am blind. What are the sounds that I would hear as a blind person in this situation? And then I just tried to create that. It was almost like taking a still image and turning it into a moving image.
The next challenge would be finding representative sounds.
How do I create the sounds? The most challenging pictures were ones where it was kind of these wide open landscapes, kind of desolate landscapes sometimes, where as a blind person, the only thing you would really experience if you were standing in one place was the ambient sound of the wind around you.
Wilkes found human clues in the paintings to create sound around.
There were pipes in the picture, and let's just imagine that there's wind happening in this scene. Like, would the wind blow over the pipes and make a noise?
So Wilkes invented how to recreate what that sound might be.
I went and got a metal straw and recorded myself blowing over it and then just dropped it a few octaves. It was pretty convincing. That's like one of my favorite things I got to do was mess with everyday objects and figure out how to process them to make them sound like something it wasn't.
Perspective had to be accurate to the experience. Wilkes plays an interpretation of Against the Rain by Zoltan Sepeshi.
A white church at the center, its dark steeple rising sharply into a dramatic sky. Heavy gray clouds sweep across the scene, while bright rays of sunlight break through, casting streaks of light onto the green hills below.
Wilkes imagined being in the painting and what it might sound like hearing the organ from outside the church.
I was trying to take the third-person viewing experience and turn it into a first-person audio experience. So it's like you're standing outside the church, maybe up on a hill, and you see, you know, there's the church, and then to the left is the tree, and to the right you see the horse, and then how would that sound if you had an exaggerated stereo field?
Wilkes says that's how visually impaired people experience much of the world around them.
That's kind of how sound works, right? It's like our spatial, it's very spatial for us. So my focus was on creating accurate spatial representations of the descriptions.
For KMUW Arts, I'm Torin Anderson.